Hello, Jeff.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm very well, thank you. And we're talking to you because, of course, you were diagnosed with leukemia in 2003. You're now an ambassador for leukemia and lymphoma research. And I'm aware that there are different types of leukemia. Tell our listeners what you were diagnosed with, Jeff.
Mine was chronic myeloid leukemia, and it was not as aggressive as Killian's gone through. But at the time, the only opportunity I had was to have a transplant, and totally different regime to what Stillian's gone through.
Was this this was a bone marrow transplant you're talking about?
Yeah, stem cell transplant, something very similar. But I was very lucky. My sister was a perfect match, and it was a year process of chemo, radiotherapy, and then the transplant. And then it took me a couple of years to recover from that.
Right. And what is chronic leukemia? What's gone wrong with your body?
Well, chronic myeloid leukemia is just simply a gene that goes haywire, and they don't really understand what causes it, but they only know that there's a fantastic drug out there now called Gleevec that for people with CML, chronic myeloid leukemia, today it's not the death sentence it was maybe 10 years ago.
Mm.
So there's something that it inhibits the cancer growing within the body.
What were the symptoms?
Well, the sad thing is, for other forms of leukemia, there isn't that that magic answer just as yet. But scientists and doctors are working very closely together to find these answers. And, you know, that's what we're battling with at Leukemia and Lymphoma Research.
Right. And what can you tell us about acute leukemia, which is what Stillian Petrov has?
Well, acute leukemia is just in the word alone, acute means that they're more aggressive. And a lot of children are battled with acute leukemia. And Stillian Petrov's been on a similar regime of chemotherapy like a lot of children grow through. And the results have been fantastic with children, and we've seen survival rates go up over the last 20 years from 90-odd% fatalities to under 10 now that are dying from it. But so what they have to go through and what Stan has to go through is a really arduous process. And people say, yes, we've had great success in this field, but you see the children that have to go through this, and I've watched Stan go through it as well. It's a battle, and it's a battle of winning, but we've got an awful long way to get better support to these guys.
What were your symptoms initially, Jeff?
Mine were just a fatigue. I was actually losing weight. I had just finished football, so didn't really add up. And then the last sign that I eventually went to the GP was a lump in my stomach, and it was my spleen that was enlarged and engorged with blood that was battling the leukemia that was starting to grow inside me. So I was lucky again, the GP spotted it straight away. I had a blood test, and what I thought was something trivial, it turned out to be a life-threatening illness.
Right. And in terms of Stillian Petrov, you completely understand this decision to retire from football.
Well, I mean, I've been privileged to meet Stan from day one, and been there in support. And, you know, I see him as a mate now, and I've met his family. And he always, you know, when you've been diagnosed with something like this, it's all about survival. And your life is put in totally different context to what it was before. Football becomes irrelevant. And just being there for your family is the main thing. And fingers crossed, Stan's doing really well. And he's responding to the treatment. It's tough, but he's hopefully, in a couple of years' time, he's still there and he's still with his family, and that's the main thing.
I'm reading here, and you may know differently, that my understanding is that he is in remission. Is that not accurate?
No, he is in remission.
Right, OK.
A lot of these illnesses, doctors and professors up and down the country can get people into remission pretty quickly, but it's how the body responds to the treatment and how the chemotherapy works in different individuals. So everybody's different, everybody's set up different, and some people respond to treatment that's out there now, and some people need the latest technology that's coming through to give them hope. And that's, you know, I keep harping about what Leukemia and Lymphoma Research do, but that's what we're funding at the moment, is accelerating these trials to go on to give people more options.
Right. And is Stylian Petrov going to stay in this country, do you know, or not?
I think Stan loves it here, and I think Stan loves Aston Villa. Aston Villa have been fantastic with Stan, as has football. We've seen the support he's got on the 90 minutes, week in, week out, at home and away fans. And I think Aston Villa have been fantastic with him, and I think there's a job there for life if he wants it. I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but I just think he's such a popular figure around the club. I think it'd be a waste not to use that, you know, that ability to bring people along and support Villa, because he's a great character. And I just wish him all the best and just hope he gets to full recovery as soon as possible.
I've got a statement here from him. It's reasonably long. I'm sure our listeners won't mind if I read the full version. This is a statement from Stylian Petrov. It is with a heavy heart that I'm announcing my retirement from the game. I've never been a person for making grand statements. I've only ever got on with my job while remaining grateful to have great teammates, great people around me, and most of all, a fantastic family. They've been powerful pillars of support when I've needed them most over the past year. To my wife, Paulina, and my sons, Christian and Stylian, I love you very much, and I will always for your constant love and support. Also to my mum and dad, my brother, and Paulina's mum, and the people who've been closest to me throughout this time, you know who you are, and I love you all. Each and every day, I thank God for giving me the opportunity to still be with my family. Football's been the other great love of my life, so it's with a heavy heart that I'm announcing my retirement from the game. The emotions are overwhelming, really, but the continued support of family, friends and the great people I've come to know will make it easier for me to move on from the only life I've ever known. Referring to the moment last March when he fell ill, he said, "Something crazy happened, something I thought was just a cold, but turned out to be something more serious, something life-changing. I played 90 minutes for Villa against Arsenal at the Emirates and I felt fatigued, not myself at all, but I thought it was nothing serious. The diagnosis was a complete shock. Around 7,500 people in the UK are diagnosed each year with leukaemia and about 2,500 people with acute leukaemia. Fortunately, I was able to make decisions very quickly and I started my treatment quickly. I needed to. My leukaemia is now in remission and I finished my high-intensity treatment. From now on, I'll be on the softer treatment, which is 2 years on tablets. I feel lucky. Not everyone is as lucky as I have been." Gosh, it's extraordinarily moving, isn't it, Jeff?
It is. It's a strong statement, and it really sums it up. I'd just like to clarify that the figures are 30,000 people are diagnosed with blood cancers.
Right.
And, you know, when it comes to adults, it's still over 50%. That are losing a battle. So there's an awful lot of work to be done. But, you know, when you do survive something like this and Stan's on his way to doing that, you do feel so privileged to be still here and you enjoy life for what it should be. And I think all of a sudden what's really important, which is family and people around that love you, and all the people at Aston Villa, becomes very, very precious to him. And he's summed that up with a great statement.
How did it change your view about life, having been diagnosed and got through it?
It changed. I came out of football and I intended to be a successful coach, manager, but I also had a business. I wanted to be a successful businessman as well. You seem to get on this, it's like a treadmill where people expect you to do this and you do that and you want the best for everybody, and you're doing it by using all your time up, trying to support people around that you love. But then you realise what you're doing. You're wasting so much time trying to fulfil something that's not really that important. You know, having the big posh car is great. Having a nice house is fantastic, but that's changed. My aims in life have changed, and I'm so grateful, and I've met so many people in this field, professors. My personal professor, Charlie Craddock, up in Birmingham, is seen as one of the top guys. I was very fortunate to be treated by him. And, you know, I'll be there to support his vision, and what leukemia lymphoma research are doing now is going to really help people in the future. And it's critical that, you know, I keep beating this drum about it, because there's going to be thousands more people affected by this, and it's something that we believe we can beat, as we've seen with children, as we've seen with Stan. You know, his treatment's arduous, but he's still here. And we long to have more successful stories, and we feel it's achievable if we put something in place recently, a structure that allows clinical trials to go on. And this, in short, really delivers new hope to patients that are suffering, that are going to be diagnosed tomorrow. And that's the main thing. You know, that's where, how it's changed my life. My focus is not me. It's for still my family, but also I'm lucky enough to be able to support the family and work for a great cause.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Thank you. Jeff Thomas, who is now an ambassador for leukemia and lymphoma research.